You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishor. Google will no longer allow advertising to appear alongside climate change misinformation. This applies to YouTube videos as well, and to websites that use its ad network. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with the details. Hi, Nova.
Good morning.
So this change is going to go into effect in a month. What exactly will it do? How big of an impact is it likely to have?
Well, Google accounts for more than a quarter of all advertising spending globally, Sabri, so this is significant. Google ads automatically populate a lot of websites, which then profit from those ads. For example, you might see a digital display ad served by Google when you go to the website of a local business. Google's ad network, of course, also includes video ads on YouTube. And what Google is saying is that increasingly, its advertisers are telling the company they don't want their ads running alongside climate change denial content, and the company says that's why it's making this change.
Has Google provided details about specifically what kind of, you know, climate misinformation it's targeting, or what kind of target it's going after, content it's going after?
Yeah, so Google says it's targeting content that talks about climate change as a hoax, denies long-term warming trends, denies what greenhouse gas emissions, that greenhouse gas emissions and human activity are contributing to climate change. Now, it is allowing for a certain amount of nuance, like discussions of those kinds of false claims will still be allowed. But for those content creators spreading misinformation about climate change, Sabri, this takes away a major source of revenue.
Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.